In 1997, Michael Carneal, 14, opened fire on students at a high school prayer meeting in Heath High in West Paducah, Kentucky. Three died and one was paralyzed. Carneal reportedly was on Ritalin. In 1998, Kip Kinkle, a 15-year-old in Springfield, Oregon, murdered his parents and proceeded to his high school, where he went on a rampage, killing two students and wounding 22 others. Kinkle had been prescribed both Prozac and Ritalin. In 1998, 11-year-old Andrew Golden and 14-year-old Mitchell Johnson apparently faked a fire alarm at Westside Middle School in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and shot at students as they left the building. Four students and a teacher were killed. The boys were said to be on Ritalin. In 1999, Sean Cooper, 15, of Notice, Idaho, took a shotgun to school and injured one student. He had been taking Ritalin. On April 20, 1999, Eric Harris, 18, and Dylan Klebold, 17, shot and killed 12 classmates and a teacher and wounded 24 others at Columbine High School in Colorado. Harris had been taking Luvox. In 1999, Todd Cameron Smith walked into a high school in Tabor, Alberta, Canada, with a rifle and killed one student and injured another. He had been given a drug after a 5-minute phone consultation with a psychiatrist. In 1999, Stephen Abrams drove his car into a preschool playground in Costa Mesa, California, killing two. He was on probation with a requirement to take lithium. In 2000, T.J. Solomon, 15, opened fire at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia, while on a mix of antidepressants. Six were wounded. The same year, Seth Trickey of Gibson, Oklahoma, 13, was on a variety of prescription drugs when he opened fire on his middle school class, injuring five. In 2001, Elizabeth Bush, 14, was on Prozac. She shot and wounded another student at Bishop Newman High School in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Also in 2001, Jason Hoffman, 18, was on Effexor and Celexa, both antidepressants, when he wounded two teachers at California's Granite Hills High School. Same year, in Waluke, Washington, Corey Badsgard, 16, took a rifle to his high school and held 23 classmates hostage. He had been taking Paxil and Effexor. In Osaka, Japan, also in 2001, Mamoru Takuma, 37, went into a second-grade classroom and started stabbing students.